Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to The Art of Kindness, where we have compassionate conversations with artists from all areas of the entertainment industry who are using their voice to spread joy and make this big spinning planet in the sky a better place to be. I'm Robert Peter Paul, and I'm so glad you're here. Celebrate good times, come on! Friends, there have been so many wonderful things to celebrate recently, and although the world still turns with a lot of unspeakable tragedies and instances, I just want to focus on the positive and not skim over these celebrations. From breaking news about kindness, which actually suggests kindness to be the fountain of youth, we found it! To actual holidays, there's a lot to break down today. So I decided to forego our usual celebrity interview format for the week and put out a little bonus episode for you all to enjoy. First of all, we had Teachers Appreciation Week. I hope you got a chance to thank a teacher in your life. When I asked my fiance Cassie, who as you know is a middle school teacher doing the good work, how I could celebrate her, do you know what she said? With food! Duh! This is a girl after my own heart. Well, she has my heart already. So we cozied in with the most amazing pasta on Teachers Appreciation Day. I was raised with such a strong respect for teachers because my family is filled with them. My mom was a teacher, and both of my grandmas were, and still are, in more ways than one. Speaking of moms and grandmas, happy Mother's Day! I hope everyone had a beautiful day celebrating their mom for all she is. I'm lucky because my mom has the kindest heart and is truly the strongest warrior I know. She's been through so much, but she keeps fighting and keeps going. I love you, Mom. For those of you who had a tough day and perhaps have lost your mom, I hope you found some peace, and I hope you were able to honor the mother figure in your life, and I also hope you treated yourself with care and kindness. Another figure that's really guided me my whole life is my mom's mom, my nanny. And to add to our celebratory time, I'd like to take a moment to wish her the happiest of birthdays. On May 9th, the world got a lot brighter. I can make a whole podcast dedicated to the guidance you've given me and the lessons you've taught me. Thank you for always cheering me on and being a safe place to land. I love you more than words can say. It's interesting to me because as people enter the older stages of life, they level up in many ways, though there's still that unfortunate stereotype out there that things begin to fall apart and people slow down as they get old, which, you know, does happen, and it's important to listen to yourself and remember that. However, it's also vital that we value our seniors and see how in so many ways they are also at the top of their game and can contribute to society in ways that younger people just can't. Now, this is where we're going to get into how kindness makes you live longer and is truly the fountain of youth. A fascinating new study has shown a link between increased generosity in older age and levels of a neurochemical called oxytocin. New research has found older people with higher levels of oxytocin were more likely to donate more to charity and to be satisfied with their lives. The study, published in the journal Frontiers in Behavioral Neuroscience, reports that people who donate to charity and do for others see an increase in their production of oxytocin. Oxytocin is a mood-enhancing hormone connected to things such as reproduction. Now, it's been long thought that oxytocin decreases as a person ages. This new study involved about 100 people, ages 18 to 99, who watched a video about a little boy with cancer. Researchers compared the oxytocin levels in the participants' blood before and after seeing this film. Guess what? The results found that those who released the most of the hormone oxytocin were the most likely to give. Many of those study participants were older people. Again, oxytocin is associated with reproduction, So the assumption has long been that as we age, production of it declines. However, older folks should never be underestimated. This is the first time ever the connection and increase in oxytocin has been linked to older adults. Apparently, the connection between the two is so strong that it's left researchers marveling. This new research is consistent with previous studies that suggest those who do good and give back stay happy longer and consequently live longer. As we've discussed on here before, spreading kindness and joy actually makes us happier. It makes us better people, and the research literally backs up that happier people live longer. So if you needed another reason to be kind, I mean, can it be that you'll actually live longer? So start now, friends. Do something kind for someone every day. And if you need a little bit of inspiration, why not go back and listen to some of our past episodes, which feature various kindness tips that are tangible and things you can actually do to make the world better. We talked about teachers for a little bit. We have a wonderful episode with teacher comedian Joe Dombrowski that I recommend. It's my grandma's birthday, and she's actually been on the podcast with my other amazing grandma. And you can go check out their episode. That is, by the way, one of the most downloaded episodes of all time because they are stars. As you spread kindness and give back and do good, your oxytocin levels are going to grow. And guess what? So is your timeline. Your time on Earth. Speaking of timelines, you can find our digital timeline on Instagram at Art of Kindness Pod and at Rob Peter Paul. You like my little transition there, my little promo? Please come say hello, and I would just so enjoy connecting with you. If you're feeling super generous and want to do an act of kindness right now, hey, you can leave us a 5-star review, okay? I mean, that really helps, and I would appreciate that more than you know. We'll be back soon with another awesome episode. Our next guest is pretty hilarious, so stay tuned for that. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening. And until next time, remember, everything is going to be A-OK.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.